I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Silent Christine and Salt Show, 96.5 TIC. Time for the lighter side of news. It's 8:30. I'm going to tell you about the greatest grand prize a contest has ever had. And I'm just going to say fight me on this one. Smithfield Brands is holding a contest that will award a person with a ton of bacon. It is being held at the Talladega Super Speedway October 13th. During NASCAR weekend, 10 lucky grand prize winners will get 100,000 slices of Smithfield bacon.
Oh, my God.
Basically, you just have to figure out which one of the drivers wins that day, kind of like that. You have to kind of pick the right driver.
And you get a ton of bacon?
You get 100,000 slices of bacon.
Oh, my God.
Where do you put that?
In my belly.
I don't know where to store that, but I wanna have that problem. I would love that.
That's amazing.
That's absolutely amazing. All right, this guy in New York City, he thought he wanted to relive his glory days. So Ethan Breacher, 52 years old, went to the batting cages. Now, Jonesy, you and I recently, this past summer, we went to the Yard Goats, and we had batting practice, and you know, we were swinging wooden bats, and this was batting practice. They were throwing maybe 40 miles an hour at the most.
No, it was a little more than that.
Okay.
Maybe. And I want to say it's higher because I missed everything. So let's say it was 90 miles an hour.
But both
no,
you
it was
and
like,
I.
Yeah, it was like 60 probably.
Both you and I are younger than 52 years old, and we are taking Thanks. Swings, and we're Misses. Not really doing it. This guy decides, after swinging at the lower speeds, he's going to kick it up a notch, and he jumps into the 75-mile-an-hour
no,
cage.
No, sir.
Yeah. He puts his quarters in, ball gets him right in the groin.
Oh, no.
He is now suing the batting cage for $100,000 because he went to a urologist that said he could end up losing one of the boys.
I mean, did he position his crotch right over the strike zone?
Well, no,
I mean, how does
that
happen?
He claims that the batting cage malfunctioned because he only had 5 seconds from the time he put the coin in to swing. And let me tell you, I've been to the batting cages many, 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 many times. That is the normal. That is the normal time frame that you have to put your money in, get set. The problem is if you're a righty and it's on the left side of the plate or whatever, that could be an issue. But still, this hasn't changed. The 5 second rule hasn't changed. And you could just take that first pitch. Just take it. Just let it go by and then walk by.
Or even if you're too late, turn the boys away.
That's absolutely bonkers.
It hurts a little.
Yeah, it does. It hurts us all. It hurts us all. All right, this is something that I feel like on the first of the month, everybody should talk about. It should be headline news everywhere. It's the Applebee's $1 cocktail.
Ooh.
They have a new one this month. It's the new drink special. It's the Vampire. Strawberry, dragon fruit, passion fruit, a dash of pineapple and rum. Although it sounds tropical, it's very purple. It's like a deep purple for the Halloween season. They'll throw in a cherry and vampire teeth.
Can I tell Salt where to go and to bring me?
We should go. And be like, my wife's like, wait, why are you getting all these dollar bills? And be like, we are not going to the strip club.
Well, if you have enough dollar drinks, you might go to the
we
strip
are,
club.
We are eating good in the neighborhood. We're going to Applebee's. All right, and finally, my final story this morning. There's a man in North Carolina that sued his wife's lover and won.
For what?
He sued him for alienation of affection, and this is his reasoning. Well, he's going to have $750,000 worth of healing to do.
Where is this?
This is in North Carolina, and this is actually a state, a statute that goes on through many other states. It's called alienation of affection.
What?
Or the widowmaker law. Or the homewrecker law, excuse me, the homewrecker law.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, it ends up being the widowmaker law.
And it's basically the person who comes in with purposeful intent, knows that you're married, and tries to steal you away.
I mean, for $750,000.
I'm telling you.
96.5 TIC.